Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 374. We thank thee and we bless thee, O Father of us all, that even before we ask thee, thou hearest thy children's call. We praise thee for thy goodness and tender, constant care. We thank thee, Father, Mother, that thou hast heard our prayer. Hymn number 374. The scriptural will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
The Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Luke, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 180. Love the Lord thy God. Love is staff and rod for heart and soul and mind. In this command forever strong, to silence thoughts of wrong, all laws fulfillment find. Hymn number 180.
Thank you.
Welcome to this Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, and we had another really good one this morning. So if you didn't catch it this morning, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday morning at 11. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing the number. So if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, call us and we'll give you the number. And we'll be happy, more than happy, to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So bring everybody. We had another Bible study yesterday, which means our next Bible study will be in 2 weeks. That'll be Saturday, June 5. And our Bible study yesterday found some interference. We lost our internet connection a couple minutes before the Bible study session. So if you weren't able to get it through the internet yesterday, we apologize for that. But it is on our website, so you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want. Speaking of the website, if any of you has ever felt that God has left them, or that God doesn't hear you, or that somehow God is too distant to care for you, there's a wonderful article by Mary Baker Eddy entitled God's Nearness. I recommend it highly. God's Nearness by Mary Baker Eddy. Very comforting. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying and practicing Christian Science, studying the textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Susan from Massachusetts.
Page 455. I was sick 6 years, tried many physicians and remedies, but received no lasting benefit from any of them, and concluded I must remain sick the rest of my life. In this condition, I purchased the book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, read it, was deeply interested, and noticed that my health began to improve. And the more I read the book, the better I became in health. This I can say truly. It did more for my health than all the physicians and remedies that I had ever tried. Dr. S. G. Todd, 11 School Street, Newburyport.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Soul and Body. The golden text is from Psalms. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The responsive reading is from Psalms and Proverbs. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Bruce will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Proverbs. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Deuteronomy. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Ezekiel. Now it came to pass, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. For they are impudent children, and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Behold, all souls are mine, As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Micah. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Luke. Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And Jesus, when he saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And again he said, "Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." 1 Corinthians. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. Let us, then, therefore, keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. 1 Thessalonians. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Fairley from Maryland will now read.
Science and Health. Soul is the substance, life, and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal. And man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. This is the El Dorado of Christianity. It involves the science of life and recognizes only the divine control of spirit, in which soul is our master, and material sense and human will have no place. Jesus bade his disciples beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, which he defined as human doctrines. His parable of the leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened, impels the inference that the spiritual leaven signifies the science of Christ and its spiritual interpretation, an inference far above the merely ecclesiastical and formal applications of the illustration. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little understanding of Christian Science proves the truth of all that I say of it. The science of being reveals man as perfect, even as the Father is perfect, because the soul or mind of the spiritual man is God, the divine principle of all being. And because this real man is governed by soul instead of sense, by the law of spirit, not by the so-called laws of matter. The Pharisees claim to know and to teach the divine will, but they only hindered the success of Jesus' mission. Even many of his students stood in his way. If the master had not taken a student and taught the unseen verities of God, he would not have been crucified. The determination to hold spirit in the grasp of matter is the persecutor of truth and love. "Fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell," said Jesus. A careful study of this text shows that here the word soul means a false sense or material consciousness. The command was a warning to beware not of Rome, Satan, nor of God, but of sin. Sickness, sin, and death are not concomitants of life or truth. No law supports them. They have no relation to God wherewith to establish their power. Christian scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. Students of Christian Science who start with its letter and think to succeed without the Spirit will either make shipwreck of their faith or be turned sadly awry. We shall obey and adore in proportion as we apprehend the divine nature and love him understandingly, warring no more over the corporeality, but rejoicing in the affluence of our God. Religion will then be of the heart and not of the head. We worship spiritually only as we cease to worship materially. Spiritual devoutness is the soul of Christianity. Ages pass, but this leaven of truth is ever at work. It must destroy the entire mass of error and so be eternally glorified in man's spiritual freedom. Matter can make no opposition to right endeavors against sin or sickness, for matter is inert, mindless. Also, if you believe yourself diseased, you can alter this wrong belief and action without hindrance from the body. Do not believe in any supposed necessity for sin, disease, or death, knowing, as you ought to know, that God never requires obedience to a so-called material law, for no such law exists. Christian Science reverses the seeming relation of soul and body and makes body tributary to mind. Thus it is with man, who is but the humble servant of the restful mind, though it seems otherwise to finite sense. But we shall never understand this while we admit that soul is in body or mind in matter, and that man is included in non-intelligence. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal, and man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. Sooner or later, we shall learn that the fetters of man's finite capacity are forged by the illusion that he lives in body instead of in soul, in matter instead of in spirit. Matter does not express spirit. God is infinite, omnipresent spirit. If spirit is all and is everywhere, what and where is matter? Remember that truth is greater than error, and we cannot put the greater into the less. Soul is spirit, and spirit is greater than body. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. As human thought changes from one stage to another, of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestation will be at last man governed by soul, not by material sense.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 213. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for time to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Hymn number 213.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Amen.